But I got it right. Happy Tuesday to you out there. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And me and my co-host, Sister Ngoni, we going to give you a great show today. I'm telling you. Relationships, white meat or black meat? Black meat or white meat, however you want to put it. And I know some of y'all wondering, what does that mean? Well, it's simple. You know, in today's dating world, there's this one question that always comes up, and I wasn't doing nothing this weekend, and somebody asked me this question. Why do either sex prefer, one prefer a dark-skinned mate, the other one prefer a light-skinned mate? Why is it that we do this? You know, some would not date none, no one darker than they are, or some want to date someone that's lighter than they are. It's just crazy. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So, hey, y'all want to get your 2 cents put into it today? That's no problem. Only thing I do is give me a call at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right. Now, let's see. In the chat room right now, we got JC Forever 13. Then we got We All Need Jesus. Oh, my goodness. We all need somebody, that's for sure. But we ain't even going to that area today. But anyway, so that's what we have going on. And, you know, other than that, everything is just fine. Man, you know what I did? I forgot to load the song of the day. Uh-oh, I did it again. Well, it's okay. I think we got something to cover today anyway. Man, I always do that. Oh, Lord have mercy. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I hope everybody had a great weekend. You enjoyed your so-called holiday President's Day. I hope you enjoyed all that. You know, everybody did what you had to do. Enjoyed the warm weather for the majority of us. Warm weather is back. Yay! So that's a great thing. That's a great thing. Oh, man, I tell you. So, other than that, man, we're going to do great. We're going to do great. You know, I know some of y'all waiting to hear about this verdict in the state of Florida last week. Well, you know what? I mean, over the weekend. But you know what? It's all right. We're not going to talk about that today because I have some strong opinions about it. But, you know, I say that for another day, because today we're talking about relationships and relationships and relationships. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And you know what? It's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful day today. I'm happy. I'm happy just to be breathing. That's for sure. That's for sure. So, all right. I think I done talked enough now. I know y'all like to hear me ramble a little bit every now and then. So, I try and appease you by rambling a little bit. But sometimes I think I have issues. Huh, interesting. But okay, so without further ado, let me bring my beautiful, intelligent, smart, always open-minded, co-host onto the air. Hello, Sister Ngoni. Ow. Everybody say ow to the left, ow to the right, ow to the middle, ow. What's up, Sister Ngoni? How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Eric. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. Wonderful. I have breath in my lungs. I can get up and do the dance a little bit. So I'm doing wonderful. Yay, me. Woohoo. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. I don't know. I'm kind of goofy for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, so how was your weekend, co-host? You had a good one?
I did, and I was about to ask you the same thing since you had an extra day or to celebrate.
Yeah, you know, I just chilled out. You know, it was great. It was great. You know, went to a basketball game, and actually went to two basketball games. And then other than that, just hung out, chilled a little bit, you know, enjoyed the weather, the warm weather that has blessed us so graciously lately. Thank you, Jesus. I know I shouldn't have said that, but I just love great the warm weather. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm through now.
I love warm. And I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah. So you ready for today? Because you know this can get kind of deep. I mean, I know it can be really, really deep.
Well, we always seem to go there anyway. So yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. All right. Before we get to the song of the day, and thanks to my beautiful co-host who just reminded me, we need to go on and get the rules out of the way. But you know what? I'm going to wait for a moment because certain people need to be here to hear the rules, you know, because it seems like I feel like the ones that really need it, they won't be here. So we're going to let them go ahead and we're going to let them be here so when we can go on and let them know what the real rules are. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that'll work.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but someone's having difficulty in the chat room. They don't know they need Arial or some other script because we can't read what they're saying. So,
okay.
Do you see that?
Uh-uh. No, who's having trouble?
Well, somebody BS is filling up the whole board.
Who?
You don't see that? BX?
Uh-uh. No,
wow.
I don't.
That's interesting. I'm seeing it. Well, I'll just mute it on my page, and if nobody else is seeing it, then it's moving. Someone's writing.
Oh, somebody said they are trolls. Okay, well, I don't see them on mine. Beasley said it was him.
Oh, okay, he was trying to get it together.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't have no problem with what it was using, but okay, we good now. We good. Now, don't let me forget the rules there, co-host. We're going to get the rules in. We got to get them in. But it's time for the song of the day. Now, this is quite interesting here because I uploaded the song of the day last night. But guess what? I don't see it on my board. See, it's one of the more crazy things, one of those crazy things. But I do have a mix for you. I don't know what's on it, but I do have one for you. I always have one standby. So, without further ado, y'all, we're going to go on and knock this song of the day out for you, and we're going to have to see what happened to the other one. But without further ado, here it is, y'all, your Smundy, your mix of the day.
Girl, you know I love you. No matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. 'Cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you. Trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through. 'Cause I love you. Oh, oh.
Hey, that was Sean Monty mix, man. Lord have mercy. Oh man, welcome to the show, man. Welcome, welcome. Well, that was your Monday mix. Well, your Tuesday mix. Your relationship mix, as my music director put. So yes. Oh man, I tell you, I couldn't help doing that, y'all. Somebody told me I needed to sing the song anyway, so that was my version. Oh man, I'm telling you. Oh my goodness. Let's see, who do we have? We had some Al Green and Let's Stay Together. Then we went back to Denise Williams and Silly. You know, that song still sounds good. Then we had Patti LaBelle singing Love Ballad. It's still better done by LTD, but we understand. And then, of course, you had Lenny Williams, 'Cause I Love You. Wow, that was your mix, man. I'm telling you, whoo, boy, that was funny. Oh, my goodness, that was funny. But it was good. It's nice and mellow and kind of mellowed me out, so I'm good right now. So before we go any further, it's time to get them shout-outs in the chat room because I see the house is filling up there. So let me say hello to Brown Beasley, Cloud Nation Radio, Daboo One in the house, enjoying life. Yes, 1610, 1612, 1671, 1680. JC Forever 13. Open mic is here today. Refine and Design. I'm sorry. Refine and Design. And we all need Jesus. I'm telling you, that's a lot of people for early in the show. But thank y'all. I hope y'all enjoy the show because we're going to have some fun today. All right. Now, yes, co-host, I hear you. What you need?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
No, I thought you was trying to come in. All right. Now, here we go. Here we go. The rules of the show as follows. Number one, we do encourage everybody to call in because we do like to hear everybody's opinion on any subject, anytime. However, with you calling into the show or being in the chat room, there are some things that you need to be aware of. Number one, do not talk over each other if you come on the air. We don't like that. We would not tolerate that. Now, there's some instances where it may sound like it's going on, but trust me, me and my co-host, we put a stop to it real, real, real fast. All right? Let's see. The other thing, there's no personal attacks on the show. Do not attack anybody on this show. You can attack the topic they're talking about or the statement they just made, but do not personally attack them, all right? Because if you do, there's some things that probably won't happen to you. You may not be heard again until the next day. All right. Let's see. Also, no use of, you know what, co-host, how about we say it like this? Let's help people improve their vocabulary and just say no profanity at all. What you think about that?
Well, that sounds good, but I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap because I did quite a bit on Friday.
Okay, we're not going to go that deep then. But however, there are certain words that are not allowed to be used on the air or in my chat room, and they are the N-word. Now I don't need to say anymore, okay? Whore, ho, whore, however you want to put it. And what's the other one? The B-word. We don't do the B-word, all right? Now, here's another thing I want everybody to understand. If you have an issue with talking to one of the opposite sex because you just don't like that, you know, don't call in here with that, okay? We're not doing that. Here's another point. If you have beef with somebody else from another show, keep it on that show, all right? We don't do the gossip thing here on Mr. Talk Show, all right? We don't do that. No, we talk about what we talk about, and that's it. So if you got beef with somebody else from another show, wait till you go back to that show and you continue your beef with them, all right? But if you come over here with it, you will be silenced, okay? Now, that's all I got to say, and I'm finished with that. Go ahead, co-host. I know you have something you want to add.
Yes, because I've been getting a lot of complaints about being muted, and I would like to express that as a co-host in training that rather than holler, I'm going to use the mute button. So I'll try to be as fair as I can and not mute people just because I don't like what they're saying. I don't do that. And I think a better way to express all of this is let's just try to respect one another. That we're all adults, you know. I think if we do that, we'd be all good, you know.
Yeah. And you have a very good point.
Yeah, if we hear things we don't agree with, but we got to hear them before we can be able to respond to them. So if we stop if we allow other people to finish their thought process before we disagree, then people won't run off to another show and make a show about it and misrepresent what was said.
Oh, look out now. Boy, I tell you, oh my goodness, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Let me go give you some look. Let me give you some of this. Let me give you some of this.
Oh, man, because you told it then. Boy, did you tell it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yes, this is going to be a fun week. I just feel it in my bones.
I know. Oh, I know. All right, y'all. So those are the rules of the show. Please abide by them. Don't take my kindness for weakness. Now, I will kick you off the show. You know, after I done muted you and shot you so many times, after a while, I'm not going to take it anymore, and you gone. Bye-bye. But I let everybody know, you know, you're leaving, just in case. I let everybody know you're leaving, in case you want to say bye as you're going out the door. All right, well, let's get on with the get on. All right. Those were the rules of the day. All right, my co-host, are you ready to bring us that wonderful quote of the day? And is it going to take us right into the topic? Is it going to take us to the topic?
Ready? That's yes, and you are affirmative to both. How's that?
All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all, the topic of the day is relationships, white meat or dark meat. All right, and we're going to go into it. So I know. And this topic right here may take a couple of days, but if that's what it takes, that's what it's going to take. So if you want to be a part and give your point of view on the air, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, all one word. All right. Now that we have that out of the way, let's bring on my beautiful co-host with the quote of the day.
Well, dating has become a sport and not about finding the person you love. That's by Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones. Why Rashida Jones sound familiar to me? I don't know. Well, dating has become a sport and not about finding the person you love. Now, you know what? That is such a great, oh, man, I like that. And you're right. That falls right into what we're talking about. Well, now.
Somebody says that's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. And maybe that's what it is. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just giving credit to the person who named it. It was, we all need Jesus in the chat room, said it's Quincy
all
Jones.
All right. Oh, Beasley says she is one of the whitest looking black people there are. It is funny she would say that. Of course. Now, let's get on with the topic here. Well, first, before we go any further, I always have to let my co-host give her take on what the quote means, and then we're going to run. All right, my beautiful co-host, it's on you. What you going to do?
Oh, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you know, it seems like the dating scene is pretty complicated out here now. I haven't been in it very long, but from what I can see, I really feel sorry for the younger generation, like 27 and, you know, 20 and, oh, my God, poor things. It's wild. So I have a lot to say about it. Well, I would really like to ask. Well, I don't want to go too fast.
Go for
it. So
no, go for it. What you want to ask?
I have a question about the topic, but first we're discussing the
okay.
Quote,
well,
and I didn't give you a chance to say what you think about the quote. See, so before I ask the question about the topic.
I do believe that actually with that quote of the day, as you said, is very true in today's society. I think dating is more of a sport than, you know, serious things. It's so much of a sport now, I think, that that's why they call it hanging out instead of dating, you know, because nobody's really trying to do the quote-unquote real dating thing. Everybody just want to hang out and, you know, go and do this. If we have sex, that's good. If we don't, okay. We can have it every now and then, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Nobody's really being serious about being with anyone. And that's my take on it anyway. I may be wrong, but that's the way I feel.
Could it be that everyone's afraid of everyone else? Commitment phobia or something?
That is a very good point. Yes, it could. It actually could be. I like that. It could be. But I think also, like the title says, white meat, dark meat, I think it also has to do with wanting to be with a specific skin color. You know what I mean? You know, and I think that plays into the thing. If I can't find the right skin color, I'm not going to get serious with anyone. I'm just going to continue to hang out instead of, you know, getting serious with anybody. That's just my take on it. But, okay, go ahead.
I'm curious to know, and I'm kind of chuckling before I ask you this question because I know you always have a strategy. But I'm curious why you chose to use the word meat as opposed to complexion.
Well,
I don't think I know personally. I don't look at men as a piece of meat. I don't know how men look at women. I'm sure some do and some don't, but I find that kind of uncomfortable to think of another human being as a piece of meat.
Well, I'm glad you said that. But here's my take on doing the topic the way I did: to bring curiosity in. Curiosity.
That is.
I mean, if you see a relationship, white meat, dark meat, you're like, what in the world? I got to hear this. Bam.
Yeah. I knew you had a strategy. And JC Forever 13 says, some women look at men as a piece of meat, too. I'm sure that's true.
That's true. Thank you, JC Forever. But, you know, that's the scary part about it. And I think We Need Jesus stated it earlier. You know, is that a product of self-hate that we just have to find that certain color skin tone before we want to date anyone? You know, I know you can go all the way back to the slave, you know, and, you know, the house slave, the field slave, or you can come up to the 20s when you had the brown bag test. You know, if you was darkened in the paper bag, you know, you were not accepted in the upper levels of the Afro community. And I'm just thinking, is that something that has built up and been taught to us this whole time to now we're at the point to where if in a lot of cases you're not light enough, you're not getting any choice at all as far as who you get to date, and you just got to take what comes. Is that a the way it's going. Because I know it goes both ways, but the way it was brought to me this weekend was, why do black men prefer light-skinned women? Okay? That's the way it was brought to me, and that's where I came up with this topic from. So, with that being said, well, come on, talk to me. What you got going on for me? Hey, y'all. Y'all want to get in on a conversation? Come on. Lines are open. 347-838-8622. Area code 925. I see you out there. I'll get you on in a minute. But I want to hear my co-host view on this last comment.
Well, Eric, you can take that all the way back to slavery. What comes to my mind is the Willie Lynch letter. That's supposedly not an authentic letter. However, the content of the letter still, I think, has relevance to this conversation, where supposedly, you know, there was differences made, you know, from male, female, tall, short, light, dark, so-called, supposedly, quote, good hair versus bad hair. It's pretty crazy. And I see Cloud Nation has a great comment in the chat room. It says, I don't know. It seems like skin tone and caste systems exist in every ethnicity. I could be wrong, though. No, I think you're right, Cloud Nation. As a matter of fact, in India, there's a very big problem with the people, many people there, lightening their skin as they are now, they have this idea that somehow they're better, but I guess that's because they have the custom there in their society of the untouchables. And then also in Africa, beautiful women are bleaching their skin too. But then there's also the Japanese who get their eyes, you know, the Asian eye. They get operations to get their eyes changed. And then there's people that get collagen in their lips and in their, you know, rear. So it's nuts.
You know what? I agree with you. Now, here's another question then. Since we know, you know, that all this exists now, is it more of a media-type hype thing than actual reality that's really going on in our communities?
Well, I don't know how to measure that, and I think that the question to ask is who's running your brain. So, I mean, the media is wicked. We know that. I love how Lente calls them the prostitutes, okay?
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, we have, I think, you know, I mean, I can't answer that question. All I can do is make sure I know who's running my brain to the best of my ability.
Okay. All right. I was about to ask you something, but I'll leave that alone. All right, let me see. Let's
can't
bring.
Get away with that. You can't get away with that. You don't let me get away with it. You said you was going to ask me something.
Okay. One thing I was about to ask you is, do you have a preference as far as who you date?
You're going to fall on the floor laughing. Yes, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Where that came from, I don't know, but I find dark-skinned men extremely attractive.
Ah, okay. All right. Oh, Lord. So if a light-skinned man was to walk up to you, then you'd be more liable not to pay him that much of attention, huh?
You know, I wish you wouldn't put words in my mouth like that. You know,
no,
we had a little...
I'm asking a question. I know, I'm asking a question.
But we'll leave that for another show. No,
okay.
What I'm saying is, I think we all have a certain type of appearance attracts us physically. Some women like tall men, some women, have different preferences. But of course, I would not ignore someone because they happen to be light-skinned. If it was a very nice person, we had a nice man, and we find that we have things in common, and we get to know each other, and we find that we want to be in a relationship, of course not. I wouldn't diss somebody because of that. I'm telling you that I seem to be attracted to dark-skinned men, you know, physically.
Okay.
But there's more to a relationship than what you're physically attracted to.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I've got a good quote on that. I'm going to pop in the chat room. Go ahead.
Okay, you know what? That's why I love you, because you get me straight when you need to, but I was just asking a question. All right, let me bring these two callers in. I see, they got their hands up. So let me bring in 925 and 214. Welcome to the show, and what's on your mind?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for answering the call. You know, I just want to speak to the I look at it as a black-white thing. And you have to look back at slavery, where it was unattainable for a black man to date a white woman or even look at her, even speak to her, sneeze at her, anything. Now it's accept. Well, how should I say it? They do it, but it's still not acceptable. But no one's going to lynch you for it. I don't have a problem with the biracial dating, interracial dating. And like I said before, I have a problem when people say one is better than the other. You know, your preference is your preference, but I think today people are not going by preference. They're going by what's attainable. I can do this now, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to show them. And it's like, you know, that for me, that's not being real with yourself. You know, first you have to love yourself, and I think for black people, we need to respect one another more. And I hear it so much in the black community, oh, you dark, you light-skinned, you, I mean, what's in the color? Who cares? But that's just white America has brainwashed us both to hate ourselves, to hate our thick lips and our larger noses and our kinkier hair. And, I mean, what's wrong with that? Who says that the standard should be the white person with the blonde hair or the light skin or – and so that's the thing now. I mean, and then white media plays a big role in it, too. I mean, when you look at commercials, I'm always so tickled when I see a white woman, you know, they're doing soap commercials. You don't see the black women in that, really, not too much. But it's like, oh, only white women bathe, black women don't bathe, you know. And so when I see that, I feel sad because of the day and time and age that we live in. We're still caught up on that. And I think black people are making it worse. I think we're making it worse because we hate ourselves. There's too much self-hate going on.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you for that. And, ma'am, can we have your name, please?
Sonia.
Sonia? Well, welcome to the show, Sonia. You're a first-time caller, so we got to show you some love. We really do. All right. First-time love. There you go. All right. You know what, though? You actually did make some very good points, especially the part about the media part. You know, and I was just looking at a commercial the other day, in fact, where I saw Pete Robinson or whatever her name is, and and she went through three different frames, but as she went through them, she got lighter in each one. And I think you're right. I think a lot of times, you know, it's the image that is put out there. You know, if you got to be light. And you know, have long flowing hair and different color eyes, and that's what the ideal woman is. And even in the black community, that's what we do now. The women have the, you know, they long, what them things called, weaves and stuff in, and they just throwing it around, you know. And that's just the image that we're given. Because you have to remember that, I don't know how old you are, but back in the early 70s when they had the blaxploitation films. You know, that was a main something weird to see a black man in bed in the movie with a white woman. You know, so I think as you say, as it become time now for where we can actually do it, it's more of having that trophy. You know, I guess that's what you can say, having a trophy that you can do it now and nobody can do anything about it. Or
right.
Also, you
but it's
also
still
could
not acceptable.
Say,
they still don't like it. But my thing is for us, and not that. Other races don't do it because I have some Filipino friends and I've heard them say, you know, I'm the darkest one of my family, so they don't like me like they like the lighter ones. And and so what that say? I mean, that self-hate is so bad. I mean, black to me is beautiful. And like I said, we're not black. Black is, I always look at shoes. I said, that's a black shoe. I'm not that color. Or white. That's a white piece of paper. They're not that color. So I really hate that. It's so sad that we have to feel that way about ourselves. But you know what? Like I said, we have to start loving one another first. We have to love self, and then we have to have respect for one another and stop all that with your black self or with your yellow self. I mean, that is so ignorant to me. You know, at the end of the day, we all poop, pee, stink, have emotions, gonna die, gonna get sick. So where is one person better than another? I don't get it, but that's you know, what it is what it is. So, but thanks a lot for having me, and I like your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, you can hang out. You ain't got to go nowhere. You can hang out with us. You can hang it right on out with us. But, you know, I like you did make some very, very good points. And it's just crazy how we fall into that mentality. That, you know, like somebody said earlier in the chat room, it comes around as mind control eventually, because we're led to believe that is the only way you can survive. And like, say, the athletes, when the athletes do it, you know, marry light-skinned women or white women, you know, I look at it as they're like covering their back, because they feel if they have that sort of woman on their arm, if things go south for them, she has a way of keeping doors open for them where a darker woman wouldn't. I don't know. That's just my way of thinking. It may be crazy, but that's the way I'm thinking. But anybody else have a comment, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. We want to hear what you got to say. Okay. Co-host, you got anything you want to add to Sonya's comment?
Not really. I think that it's natural to have certain preferences. I don't feel comfortable with, not to disregard anything that she said. I'm not opposing anything Sandra said. I'm just, you know, interjecting my own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable. I know that the media has a big impact on society as a whole, but I still feel that it's so important for us to take back our power. That's why I said, who's running your brain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the power to ask ourselves questions and be clear about what it is that we value, and to, you know, to not allow the media to always be directing us in the way they want us to go, whether that impacts us on a level of interacting with people and who we prefer to date, so forth. But I think it's, you know, it's only natural. For me, I think it's a natural phenomenon that people have a certain type that they might be attracted to, you know, at first sight. Then, of course, there's things that go beyond that, whether or not that attraction is going to go anywhere. I mean, it's just like, you know, you could be anywhere in the parking lot or whatever, and you see someone that you find attractive. That's it. You might not even get to talk to that person. But you realize that that's sort of your ideal image that you have in your head,
mm-hmm,
of an attractive or woman for the man, you know?
Right.
What do you think about that?
Okay. You know what? All that makes sense in the perfect world, but we know that in a perfect world, that'd be the right answer. But it's not the way it is. It's not.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand. How are you going to tell me that's not the way it is when I just told you that's the way it is for me?
Okay, well,
I know. I can only speak for me. I don't like speaking for other people. I don't like painting with broad brushes and lumping people and stereotyping things. I don't, that doesn't work for me. All right here.
Okay. Well, Mr. International, well, every one of them is doing something this morning. They were, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, okay. Mr. International 7 says, the media and their friends, the media and their friends may be blamed if I drop the ball. It is all insane. We should now be brain. We should not be brainwashed with the truth.
No.
We should now be brainwashed with the truth and stop blaming and giving life to what we already know is a lie.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree with that. Powerful.
Okay. You agree with that?
Personal responsibility.
Okay. So,
be accountable for our actions and believe values. And if we all share those, we might learn something from each other instead of your stereotyping and, you know, when everybody else really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. What is that noise? I can hear a dog. Somebody got a dog going on. You know what though? But is it really? Is it really? I don't know. I won't say is it really generalizing or fair blaming it on the media. You know, because I'm thinking back to what that movie was, School Days, where you had the dark skin against the light skin, the wannabes against the what that word was, jigaboos. You remember that? You know,
yeah,
in our too. You know, in our society, you know, have we taken this thing to a whole different level? We can't really, you know, I understand what you say. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. I understand that. But in our communities alone, have we just taken it to a whole different level? I mean, as
how
in,
can you measure something like that is my question.
I guess.
I think we have taken it to a whole different level. I mean, that's why I was talking about the self-hate amongst black people. It's like your color, what is in a color? You know, why should it, we're all people at the end of the day. We all strive for the same thing. We all want to be loved. And why should this be better than the other? Why should the black be better than the white or the light skin better than the dark skin? I mean, what's the big deal? I always want to know what the big deal is. I always like to ask people who, you know, and whenever I ask someone about race or color, they never can give an answer that makes sense.
Well, I don't believe in races. My philosophy is there's one race, the human race. There are many ethnicities. We come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And so I agree with you. One isn't better than the other. But what I'm saying is I think some people may admit that they may have a preference as far as what they're attracted to. That's different than saying someone is valued more because they're lighter or darker. That's a difference. I think. What do you think about that, Sharon?
I agree. I was just looking at what your show is representing today, and its preferences are fine. But I'm looking at what your show is talking about today, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking so much as a preference. So for example, when I look at the basketball players or football players, you know, those that are in those athletes, they always want this lighter-skinned woman or they want this white woman. And sometimes I don't think it's just a preference. I just think because, you know, like I said before, I'm going to show you I can get this white woman now. So, you know, I'm going to get her and I'm going to wear her on my arm just as Mr. Talk said, and she's my trophy. Now I've made it because I have her next to me. I see a lot of black men prefer, a lot of black, especially the young ones, prefer white women. They prefer that rather than having a light-skinned black woman. It's just something about black people hating one another. I don't get it. And I understand why, but I'm saying let's respect one another. Let's love ourselves first. How can you say you love someone else and really you don't even love yourself? You don't even love your own blackness.
Sharon, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
How many athletes have white women versus how many have married in their own ethnic group?
I don't know.
I don't ask you that to be provocative. I ask to make a point about how the media teaches us to make stereotypes, and we don't really know that is a true condition. We know some have chosen to marry other ethnicities. But don't they have that right? I'm not perpetuating it. I'm not promoting it. But doesn't everyone have a right to be with who they want to be with?
We have a right to be with who we want to be with. And I can't even think of the name. I can't even think of it because I'm not really familiar with the names of athletes. But I remember an interview that someone did with this one guy, and he was married to a white woman, and it came up, and he started bashing black women. And I said, you know what? Who you choose to date, who you know, it's fine, but don't black woman. So do you hate your mom? You know, don't, maybe the women you've dated, black women, some of them, because you can't say everyone because you haven't dated everyone. So maybe you've had problems with those, but don't say, oh, that's the reason why I went to a white woman. They're better. You know, I don't like to hear that. That, to me, is just, it makes no sense. Just because you had a relationship with three black women and it went sour, and now you have this white woman. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. I remember when people were saying, yeah, he's black, well, he didn't want to relate to black people. He didn't want to say he was black. He was angry about it. And then he went on and he married this white woman. He still cheated, and look, they're divorced now, and she took him for a lot of money. So, as you know, my thing is not to say stick with your race, but give it a chance. Don't just jump up and say that, you know, oh, they're all no good. White women are the best.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me bring Miss Rainey in. She has been waiting patiently. Okay, welcome to the show, Miss Rainey. How are you? Miss Rainey, are you there? Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
All right. I would just like to say that I can understand people have preferences. No problem. Everybody has their own preference. I even have a preference. But my problem is when I turn on my TV and all the rap videos and commercials, if they do have an African-American in those videos, commercials, light skin, long hair. So my question is, from a black community, how do we change the mindset that some people look at light skin better than dark skin? Because my niece is coming up. She wants to be a model, you know, and I want to tell her, you can be and do whatever you want to be and do, you know, but as she's coming up, if she's not accepted in certain positions in corporate America, or she's not accepted because of the color of her skin, you know, and then they would like to hire or put a lighter skin person in those positions, then what kind of message are we sending out to the black community? You know, I look at a lot of dark-skinned women, you know, they're going out getting all these leads and stuff like that, you know, because they feel like they have to compete. So my question to the forum is, how do we change, and yes, it does start in-house. So how do we change the mindset of the people in our black community? Because it seems like we've been stuck in this, you know, light skin, dark skin thing for a very long time.
Wow. You ask a very, very loaded question there.
Yeah, I know, but it's definitely something that, you know, needs to be brought to the forefront. You know, we can talk back and forth, but the bottom line is it needs to start in-house. And I heard somebody mention that earlier.
Respond on that one.
Well, go ahead, Dave. Yeah. You can respond. Welcome,
okay.
Dave, to the show.
Okay, thank you. Okay. You know, I've noticed just recently, I'd say about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, for real. Me, I don't have any problem with a dark-skinned woman, light-skinned woman, white. I don't even care if she's green. It all depends on the personality of anyone, okay? I don't have a dislike for a woman in weave because I have nice young ladies that, real good women, that have weaves. I have nice lady friends that have natural hair. See, we go around and see, we build this thing. We build this thing about you know, black men dating white women. It's all about preference. And to me, I don't think it's a really big deal because whoever you like, you date them. You know, if I ran across a nice young lady that's blind or handicapped, I'm going to, you know, if she's a good-hearted person, she treats me well, guess what? It does not matter to me. See, we look, we can't get past the skin thing. We can't get past the skin thing because it's like a healing deep down inside that we feel we have to heal because therefore we go around and we change ourselves, we get skin lighteners. You know, we have to understand that we have to love ourselves and understand what's going on out here. I haven't looked at TV in 9 years. I've only watched and cared about my people. And because I stopped looking at that stupidity that everybody, yes, it's stupid. All that stuff, it's not entertainment. It's set up to keep you from seeing what's really going on. Once I turn that TV off and I start traveling around, going to different states, different places, seeing my people, black men and black women, man, we got a colossal of power out there. But the TV keeps us from learning that because we rather, instead of us sitting down, reading a book, you know, searching the archives in Washington, D.C., learning our history, so we're going to be stuck with everything that they teach you. Everything that you look at on TV, you think it's funny. Oh, I need to know what's going on Scandal. I only heard about it. Never looked at it. As long as you keep looking at TV, you don't read a book, you don't see what's going on in your other communities in other states, you're going to be stuck in a mindset that this big thing that black women and black men have this problem, it's a bad. I've been doing my research. It's so many black men and black women out there marrying, and guess what? It's more black African-American athletes married to black women. It's, that is a guarantee. I can promise you that. But we're too busy stuck on this thing like black men marry a white woman. You know what? The relationships go bad either way. Whoever you marry, for money or whatever, you're stuck in this world. And until you get out of that world and stop looking at that dumb tool, you're gonna be all messed up. I'm telling you. That's all I have to say on that one.
Wow, that's a very, very strong statement, Dave.
It is and, a strong statement. Considering a lot of people nowadays do look at TV. I mean, you're a rare kind that don't look at TV, but a majority of American people look at TV nowadays. You know, and it's gotten to a point now, I have nephews coming up, and, you know, I even talk to them about dating and stuff like that because they only date a certain type of women. And I asked them point blank, you know, I said, well, why do you prefer this type over this type? And they said, because and I'll just throw it out there, they like Hispanic women. They say Hispanic women have long, pretty hair, and they're pretty. The dark-skinned women, they have kinky hair, and that's not what they're attracted to. And a lot of times they get this because they do watch TV. They do see all these pros out here who have the mixed kind or you know, or real light skin, long hair on their arms. And it has a really big influence on our youth coming up, you know, as to what type of women are like the, I guess, the end, you know. So this is my opinion.
Okay. Well, thank you. Is there any other opinions before I let Mr. Lowe into the house? All right. Well, first, before I do that, let me give Dave some love to another first-time caller. I'm telling you. There you go. I tell you, you can't get enough first-time callers. Thank you for joining us today, Dave. All right, let me bring Mr. Lowe into the house. All right, Mr. Lowe, welcome to the show.
Hello, all. How's everybody doing?
Great, Brother Lowe. How are you?
Judah has finally arrived. I'm well. Thank you. who was the other caller that I heard a few minutes ago it doesn't matter, all this and all. Who is that?
As in, it doesn't matter what?
The guy, it was just the guy speaking before the last lady that spoke.
Oh, Dave. That was Dave.
Dave. Okay. Dave, I rarely watch television myself, and I love to read also. Everything matters. If it didn't, the lady wouldn't have been saying that her nephews have a preference to date a woman that's a Spanish woman with quote-unquote long hair versus a dark-skinned woman with quote-unquote kinky hair. Everything matters. What does the television in general, and even driving, what do the advertisements tell people is beautiful? And what do the advertisements tell people is beautiful? That's my question first.
Mm-hmm.
Can I speak on that?
What I'm asking the question.
Okay. Well, this is your answer, okay? And this is just an answer in general, okay? It does matter because every year, okay? And I work in an area where I see these kids sit at home, look at TV, and get influenced by a lot of this stuff, okay? Now, that's one of the things I'm going to just bring up. That's just a point. Now, as far as someone dating someone who they like, it does not matter, okay? That's just like, a Caucasian, a white person coming up to me telling me that, I don't think you should hang around that black male right there because his pants hang down, okay? See, because, like I say, I focus in on our people and I focus in on what they do, you see. Uh-huh. It matters to me because, see, first of all, I go out here and I help kids. It does matter. But it does not matter to me the stupidity, okay, of someone getting upset. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me take that word back. Okay, let's say someone's opinion saying you should not date this person because of the color of their skin. Okay? Well, let's go back then. Let's go back some years and say, okay, white people said, hey, they told their own kind. They said, don't date anyone black. The same thing is happening within our community. Okay? With our sisters going up against each other and our brothers going up against each other because of the complexion of their skin. But if their choice is to date someone outside of their race, whether it be Chinese, Puerto Rican, it does not matter. That does not matter. Because let me finish. I listen to yours. Okay? Now, that's the thing right now is that we talk at each other. We don't really listen. We talk at each other.
Hey, man, I'm listening to what you have to say, but you're rambling right now. I asked you what makes these things so. You said it doesn't matter. I said what makes things beautiful, and now you're telling me about the community. I asked you one question.
No, you did not. So I can make my point now. No, you're turning it into a contest. And only thing
I don't know you, man. I could care less about you. So don't believe it's a contest.
You're talking at me. You're telling me. You tell me, you don't know me. You don't care. Listen to what you're saying. I'm talking to
I
you.
I am.
He said, wait, listen to what you are doing. Just listen. You know what? If you can't communicate with me, in a civil manner, then guess what? We're not going to see eye to eye because you're talking at me. You're not talking to me.
Brother, okay, let me calm it down and be more passive so that you'll enjoy it better.
No, you have
my
to be
thing,
more
my
you
thing,
don't have to be passive, my
I'm
man.
Being
be
civil,
civil,
brother.
It's a difference.
My
be
thing,
civil.
Brother, you are not me. Not all people talk the same. Not all people get their points across the same. Some people have more, quote-unquote, tact than others. Some people flat out go out
kiss
somebody behind to get them to see something.
Civil, my friend, is totally different. It's a totally different definition for that.
Okay, all right, well, whatever. My point is this. I merely asked what do the advertisements say is beautiful? All you had to say was white people, but you had to go in all this and all that.
You,
blah, blah, blah,
you did not
whatever.
Ask me that. Oh, if you did ask me that, then I did. I mean, I responded in the wrong way. It's something I did not hear. But they do not. They advertise. Yeah, they may advertise that as white people being beautiful or whatever. But who tells you that you have to sit in front of that TV and listen,
brother? I said advertisements. I said I rarely watch television myself. I said advertisements.
Well, hold on. Hold on for a minute. Hold on, Dave. All right. Yeah. So but let's get to this thing about the TV. All right.
Right.
Is it that they're advertising white people or just the look of having long hair being light-skinned, period? Is that,
it's,
I mean,
it's more to it than just the hair and everything else that goes with it. Even if you remember the girl that played in the movie Precious, they did a photo shoot of her, and I didn't know who she was because she didn't look like herself at all. She looked like a ghost, you know. And whether people like it or not, whether they accept it or not, that's too bad. But I'm just saying what I saw. Don't blame it on the lights and don't blame it on everything else. That's more than just a pattern because I've seen that numerous times. Gabrielle, whatever her name is darker than I am. And all of a sudden they take a picture of her and she looked like Christie Brinkley or somebody. And then, you know, this weed flowing everywhere. So whose image are you portraying is the question first. You know, I can't speak on everybody else, but I would never teach a child to hate who they are and where they come from and hold more towards someone else. But that's exactly what happens. And me and my daddy was talking about this earlier, as a matter of fact, because I have a niece that's 14, and she's, you know, all A's, all that and everything, and the majority of her quote-unquote friends that she goes to school with are predominantly whiter children, white children. So somebody teased her about one of the boys at the school that she went to kindergarten with, said that's her boyfriend. I said, over my dead body. We're not going to do that. That's not going to be accepted. Anyway, wow, you can wow all you like. You have to love you before you can ever think about loving somebody else. And as it stands, our people give a damn about each other. We'll kill each other over shoes.
Wow. Wow.
Over the small things, we'll kill each other.
Yes, go ahead, Sister Ngoni.
Well, I think both gentlemen brought some good points. And now, I'm not condoning anything, so before I open up my mouth, please don't misunderstand where I'm coming from. I'm just trying to add to the conversation here. I think one thing we have to take in consideration is that we are a people that are immersed in an Anglo-Saxon Western culture. They
True.
Define what beauty is,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean we have to accept that definition. If you go
back
to ancient times, there was a time when in Ethiopia, that land was known as the land of the perfect black. Well, they were on their land, in their culture, so they could enculturate into their children and their people pride and love of themselves. We have a different challenge. Now, I want to digress just a little bit so I can make out a point here. Earlier in the conversation, I think it might have been Sandra or someone mentioned Tiger Woods and said, well, he didn't want to identify as black. Well, that brings up the point of other people defining other people. See, Anglo-Saxons in this society have decided in order to keep their group Anglo-Saxon, anyone who mixes with a group that is non-Anglo-Saxon will not be accepted into their group, but we accept them into ours. So that's why we have all the mixture among ourselves. So Tiger Woods is of mixed origin, and I still think he has a right to choose to identify himself as he chooses to. I have an, I won't be long, I have a niece who was adopted. She's also of mixed origin. She said when she was in high school, they formed groups that wanted to encourage her to become a part of their group because they didn't want to be identified as black. They wanted to be identified as mixed. But she was raised in a family and taught her to value the culture of our family. So she elected not to be a part of the so-called mixed group. Oh, I'll stop there. I don't want to go on too long. Those are just some things to talk about.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but, I can't speak for anybody else. Me, I go by what the Bible says, and the Bible says you are what your father is, regardless of who your mother is. You come out of your father. Your mother's just a host to hold you in for you to grow inside of her. The actual seed comes from the father. And,
but
not all cultures
see it that way, Brother Lowe,
because
from the mother line. And the mitochondria DNA is why we're all here.
I understand what you say, but like I said, I have people that's related to my wife, the chick she married, so-called
chick?
Caucasian. And woman, chick, lady, girl, whatever. I didn't call her a harlot or any of those. Give me some leeway here. Golly. She married a so-called Caucasian. And her children are, whether they look as dark as I do or not, they are Caucasian because they are what their father is. It's just that either. I don't know why, but like I say, I go by what the Bible.
All right. Well, thank you,
Brother Lowe. We have some noise. Can someone, okay, I guess Mr. Talk found it. Sorry to interrupt, Brother Lowe. Go ahead.
That was all I had to say about it. I mean, some may not agree, but that's just too bad. I mean, that's their points of view. I choose to go the other way with it.
That brings up a very good point. See, we have different cultures. We have different ways of viewing the world. And I respect your right to see it from the biblical perspective. But the problem I see is that we ask the question, how can we make this happen? Or how can we make our, quote, black community do this, that, and the other? And, I don't see how we can impose our view on others.
Well, we have to first come together of our own. Like I said before, how are you going to tell the people next door, they grass and you got weeds everywhere in your yard? We got to first come over here and get ourselves situated before we can ever look out towards anybody else. That's just the way it is. And I'll be honest, and everybody on this line knows it. White people will talk about each other like a dog. They'll hate each other's guts, but they will form a union to help each other. Always has happened. It happened. My daddy has told me, hey, you got to be twice as smart, work twice as hard, blah, 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 blah. I have talked to people from all four corners of the United States that have said the exact same thing.
Wow.
It can't be a coincidence that all these black people are saying the exact same things from the four corners of the United States.
What are they saying,
Brother
Lowe?
There's a reason for that. You have to be twice as smart. You have to work twice as hard. There are going to be opportunities that's going to pass you by just because you are who you are. Someone that's less qualified, that looks like them, is going to get that position. Somebody that's related to somebody is going to get that position, or whatever the entitlement might be.
Yeah,
I know this is not the topic, but in my humble opinion, the only way that's ever going to be solved is by people who think alike to volunteer to come together and build their own nation. You can't be a king in another man's castle.
I agree. We tried that before, remember, with Oklahoma.
Okay.
We tried that before. And you saw what happened with that, And they still don't acknowledge that as being one of the worst acts of terrorism that has ever happened in this country. They always run back to 9/11.
Okay. All right. Hold on for a minute. I got two other people who would like to join in the conversation. So let me welcome Maze in and Mr. International. Let's show Mr. International some love here because he is a first-time caller. That's what I'm talking about right there. And we're going to give him the floor since he is a first-time caller. Go ahead, Mr. International. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I guess to sum up a lot of what I'm hearing, it's really not that difficult. I think it goes to what you stated about the four corners and what you've heard repeatedly. And so I think that a lot of men and women kind of confuse the difference between decisions, choices, and insanity. So they continue to do the same things over and over again. That's why you're going to hear that kind of conversation all throughout, not just the United States, the four corners, but all throughout the world. And what it is when you're dealing with minorities, you have to remember that we are the majorities. And as the man said, that when we have sex with any other race of women, it's man's seed that's going to go forward. And it's the dominant. So we can get into metaphysics and DNA and things of that nature right there. But the fact is, and that's what we don't deal with, we deal with speculations. We deal with half-truths, and what that ends up doing is, as a caller stated earlier, he's actually, based upon his lack of information, he's formulating an opinion that he's implanting in his daughter's brain, or his niece's brain. And you don't want to do that because what you're doing is you're repeating the same pattern that's being repeated throughout the world, and you don't want to do that. You're limiting choices. You're saying that it's one, it's my way, or it's the highway. And that's a terrible position to put a young mind in, especially when you're the one that says you're holding the ball and you haven't dropped it. And I think that's what it is. You focused on one ball. You're carrying one ball, and most men and women do. But there's plenty of balls. You don't have to carry the same ball from level to level to level. That's why a majority of what happens in the world right now is either a scheme or a game. We just haven't learned the rules. But we're the one that created the rules. But we're playing with someone else's ball. It's time to elevate to another level, and that's the reason why I called in. It's really time to elevate to another level intellectual-wise and call yourself an American citizen, call yourself an African-American, call yourself put all these titles on yourself. But keep in mind that while you're putting titles and labels on yourself, you've just went ahead and said, I'll go ahead and carry that ball also, that I'm not responsible for carrying it because you're labeling. Get away from the labels. That's how they get you through contracts. You're a taxpayer. You're a citizen. I mean, it's deep.
Okay. You stay where you at. Let the other call. Let Miss Mays go ahead. You stay where you at, though. I like you.
So thank you for your help.
Hello?
Yes.
Can I speak now?
Yes, Mays, go right ahead.
Well, we have different flavors of color when it comes to the darkness of people out of every race. You got Native Americans, they're dark. You got Hispanics, they're dark. You got Chinese, they're dark. You got everything that's got a dark side to it. And all of them don't have nappy hair, but some of them got straight hair. Every time you come and talk about the black people, their hair got to be in braids or perms. Everybody black don't have nappy hair. But they don't have the hair that you think, because white men and women got perms in their hair, too. And that you look at the Ethiopian woman, her hair is straighter than anybody's. So that's where we get confused when we come to the prettiness of hating your darkness, because they're different shades. You choose the shade that you like because you fit in one of them. It's either light, dark, or light, or whichever one. But you got people trying to get suntans to get to a shade that they're not happy with their shade. We never hear about those shades where they want to go get a suntan. So evidently there must be something good about the shade of darkness. But you don't know a Hispanic woman and a black woman could be standing up there together and they're looking just alike. And you don't even know which one to choose if they both speak in Spanish.
There you go.
And this is our rule.
I agree.
All I got to say about the subject.
You got it.
Okay. Now, Mr. International.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll say this, man. Like I said when I first started speaking, I believe in the Bible. You, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But I believe from reading the Bible that it was said for us not to mix with those people, anybody. And if you would choose to...
Okay, hold on for a minute, Lo. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, Lo. All right, somebody has their radio turned up too loud, so please turn it down. Radio, television, or something. I can hear.
And it's my backyard.
It's your backyard.
I'm in my backyard.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Somebody got a television on or something. But go ahead, Lo. Finish what you were saying.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. All I'm saying is, hey, you do whatever you choose to do. And as far as me and mine, we're going to do what we need to do because we have tried all the assimilation and everything else that goes with it. We've tried all of those things. And what works is doing what the Bible says, I'll say. I don't agree with mixing races. I think that, hey, if we were supposed to be, quote-unquote, mixing, then we would be. That was ordained for others to do, not our people. And so, no, I wouldn't ever give any of my children away to them or anybody else.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Ask me.
In the beginning, in the Bible, it says that God created him man and woman. Is that correct?
Male and female created he them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that woman came from the rib of the man.
From man. That's what woman means, from
okay.
man.
Okay. So if you have two that were created by the God of your Bible,
mm-hmm.
and God created those two which were the first ones to walk this earth, how mm-hmm. can there be anything considered to be mixing of races?
Well, when you get to Genesis 25 and 25, when Esau was born, there was a difference right there. It was stated that Esau was red and hairy, and that's a difference. It never mentions Jacob. And so with that being said,
okay,
like
I have
said,
a question. See, this is the thing.
Wait a minute, sir.
Oh, I apologize.
You can do what you choose to do. As for me, in my house, we're going to do something different. And it's also stated in Scripture, you don't give your children, your sons to their daughters or their daughters to your sons. So it is what it is. They will turn your children away from loving their people to loving everybody else, thinking, oh, well, why can't we all just get along? The Bible never says that's supposed to happen, but that's what we want. And America is what we have as you know, the anchoring point for everyone to live how they want to and do what they want to do. This is the worst place in the world if you look at it.
I have to ask you another question when you're done.
Yes, sir.
May I say something real quick? And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Narell. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. And,
good afternoon, Mr. Beasley.
I'm sitting here, okay. And you know, Lo is my brother. However, I don't see why no one. Maybe they don't want to challenge him, but I'm going to give him a reality check real quick, as respectfully as possible. First off, in Judaism, okay, it's the mother. When if your mother is Jewish and your father is something else, let me finish.
Let me stop you right there. The
let
word Jewish. The word.
I know what it means. I know what I know. I know all the Israelite
Point.
Stuff, brother. I know about the letter J. I know the difference between Hebrews and Israel. Hebrews and Jews. I know all that. Okay. Okay. I know all that. So you know what? Let me not even make that point. All right. Because I understand where you're going with that, and it may deflate my argument a bit, okay, because these are imposters that call themselves Jews today. I'm with you there. I know that that's for a fact. However, when you use the Bible and you use it to promote, and not to promote, but you use it to validate racial or ethnic separation, it's the same thing that the white supremacists did. And if it's wrong when they do it, it's got to be wrong when we do it. Wrong is wrong. Secondly, and I'll be quick because I want to let the new guy talk, Mr. International. Secondly, you don't have any choice. Who you think you may have choice, but you don't have any choice who your children decide to marry and love. You don't have any choice. And probably the easiest way not to have a relationship with your adult children is to object to the point of who they choose to love or who they fall in love with. That's all. Yeah, I am.
Okay. Now, I'll answer a couple of your questions. I mean, a couple of your statements. I'm going to put something on the backside of them. Now, if you raise your children from the beginning to knowing what they are and are not supposed to be, then you, 9 times out of 10, won't have an issue. But if
you
teach
them, isn't that the same thing the white racists do?
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. If you teach them sports and everything else that doesn't matter, then you'll have Jerry Springer and I don't know who my daddy is. Let me go on this TV show to find out if this guy is my daddy, Maury Povich. You'll have all of that. But
all right.
The word Jew comes from the word Judah, and the word Jewish is to be Jew-like. And nowhere in the Bible will you see the Jews giving the title of the mother the president's over the father. You don't trace your lineage through your mama, because that means you could be of anybody. It doesn't work that way.
I disagree your with father, that, but go ahead.
Hey, that's fine. Your father.
I mean, I think you trace. They're all your family. It takes a mother and a father to create a child, and you're as much your mother as you are your father, and they're all your family. And no matter what their ethnicities were, or what their beliefs are, you're equal parts of each of them.
Genetically,
go ahead.
You're giving me your opinion, and on another show,
it's a common sense opinion.
On another show, you quoted.
I'm not giving you opinion based on any dogma, any religion, any book. It's common sense. Anybody can agree with common sense. This is a common sense opinion. But please tell me what separates what you're saying about raising your children with this racial shit, okay?
Well,
and what they should and shouldn't do, because you know what? That's part of the problem, Lo.
You're going to ask me a question, and then you're going to go in on it?
Let me tell you why it's part of the problem. I'm not going to bloviate. I'm going to get straight to the point, okay? Because that's the same thing that the white racists did. That they teach their children, and listen to what I'm saying. Two wrongs don't make a right, my grandmother told me, okay? And if you want to even try to improve this situation at all, despite everything that's unfair and that's wrong, because I can agree with the truth, but if that's what the white racists taught their children, that those are niggas, those are bad, they have tails, they're fucked up, don't like them, and that's why people grow up, that's why people grow up ignorant as shit.
Okay.
Ignorant as hell.
Okay. I'll only say this. The Bible says, if at all possible, be at peace with all men. So I never said go out and say, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. What I said was, you go out and you respect who you are first. You love who you are first. That way, when you are in society, you can then show love toward all men. If at possible, be at peace with all men. I have no qualms with that. But as far as going and saying, I love Chip or Tom. No, it's not going to happen. And I told someone at work the other day, if something like that was to come to me, I would say get it away from me, because I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Nothing.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. Gentlemen. Hold on, gentlemen. Now,
we're actually talking nice to each other. This is a good conversation.
I understand that. But
the other guy's not getting a word in that can go for an hour and a half. Let the new guy talk.
Okay, hold on. But yet, y'all kind of drifting a little bit. I want to bring it back.
We own
to
it.
Where,
but you want it. We own it, but you don't want to talk on this.
Kind of good shit is where it all stems from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question. I mean, the thing about it is, when I say I have a question for someone, the thing about it is that you should know your own answer when you present a question. And so that's what I hear a lot of questions, and that lets me know that if a person's really, truly still debating an issue, they haven't really accepted what it is that they're doing as an answer. That's the reason why these shows are talked on and talked to and talked about, and because everyone's looking for an answer. But the answer comes when you know how to answer your own question. And that's why I say, when you're talking about history, You have to remember our story. We as a people created everything. Everything came from that story. And also you have to research what it is their history. And so I would implore the young man to actually research the Bible. If that's what
which
you're going
to
focus on.
Which young man are you referring to?
The gentleman that is saying that he doesn't believe in the mixing of races and things of that
okay,
nature.
Okay, what about the Bible? What about the Bible?
I would say research the Bible to the point that you know for a fact that what you're reading today has nothing to do with the original transcripts.
Okay,
it has
so
nothing
what are you
to
gonna,
do with
I'm going to
say the
Hebrew?
Hey, I'm going to say the reason why it has nothing to do with it, what the story that's being told in the Bible has nothing to do with the original transcripts. The reason why is because when you read the dead, what they call the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is almost a derivative of the coming forth of life, that book right there as opposed to what they call it, the Book of the Dead. So when you get all the way down to the etymology and what it is that you want to know and not believe in, and that's the key word, we were not designed to believe, we were designed to know. So when you get all the way down to what they consider the Book of Life, and you learn to read the Book of Life and the coming forth, that is where you're going to find your answers. You're not going to find it in anything that is newer. You have to use history according to the way history was designed to be used, not partially, but wholly.
Damn it.
And with that, I digress.
All right, then. We seem to have lost Mr. Lowe there for a hot minute. I'm sure he will call back in. All right. We got 27 minutes left in the show, y'all. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, give us a call, 347-838-8622. And, hey, we got a good one going on. Okay. So, Mr. International, you said we got to know our history. But would you say that is kind of the cause of us believing the way we do right now is because of things that has happened in history?
Yes, it's definitely – it's a crutch. It's a crutch. Uh-huh. And what it is a lot of men and women don't realize that we're already healed of a lot of issues that we're dealing with, but we're still wearing the crutch. We're still walking around with it, and we've been identified with that, and we need to take that stuff and give it back to its proper owner. Because it was never for us to possess that. And so as we go ahead and start researching deeper and deeper into our history, which is the history of life, then we understand exactly why we have a right to live, why we deserve the liberties, why we deserve all of the things that the Magna Charter and the Constitution and the Federal Constitution and things of this nature right here put together, those were for us. Those documents were in reference to us as the beginners of every and anything on this planet. But we've fallen away from those key documents, and we've given even those documents and the power that they were not designed to give to those men and women, we've given that power to them. So it comes with when you say you love something, it's what you're going to spend the most time with. You can't sit back and say, I'm going to cook a cake, put the cake in the oven, and the cake cooks for 45 minutes, and you spend 2 hours outside playing with your child. Something's going to be ruined. So you have to spend time with one or the other. Make a choice. Most men and women are afraid to make a choice. That's why I'll guarantee you this right here. A lot of men and women say, no, I'm not going to mix with their race, and I'm not going to believe in that. No, no. But I guarantee you, when you get home late from working and there's nothing to eat, you can call an Italian restaurant and eat their food. You can go to McDonald's and eat their food. You need some clothes? You can go to their stores and buy their clothes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying. I'm saying that what it is don't have the mentality that you throw the baby out with the bathwater, because when it comes down to it, we all truly need one another. We may not want each other, but we need one another.
How do you feel about what I said about your children? As far as your children and who they decide to love and be with, does any parent at the end of the day have that much control of who their parent of who their child decides to be with? I watch my friends. I watch the ones that let it go, and let what's going to happen. They may have their objections. But they understand that they can't fight that. And I watch the ones that fight it, and I watch the misery that ensues. And the misery can last years.
not only can it last years, but you're talking about something that's really, I mean, it cuts so deep that it goes from generation to generation to generation. And so it's just that dangerous. And that's like, as you stated earlier when you were speaking to the gentleman, you told him that, you know, it's the same principles and processes that the KKK used. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't good when they use it, what makes it good for me to use it? Why? Because I know for a fact that I'm black and I can do it better than they could. Why? Because I'm black. Okay, but what does that mean? You know, it's a lot of rhetoric. It's a lot of yelling. Who has the highest voice? Who can use the most articulate words? Who can quote them the best? It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about respecting yourself. And to answer your question, if a majority of the men and women that know for a fact that the educational system is not correct, research what kind of grades they were getting back in the 16, 17, 18, and 1900s, et cetera, before the implementation of the public school system.
Yeah, most people didn't go to school. Most people couldn't read. Most people were ignorant. Yeah.
Exactly. And so the thing is to know the ones that actually – excuse me?
Go ahead.
To know the ones that actually had the education, when you go back then, you're going to see some great black names that held that education and brought that education all around the world to educate these people. Learn who those heroes are. That's why you have what's right now called Black History Month. It's not just about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King. It's about those ones that paved the way for the ones that paved the way for the ones that paved the way, et cetera. Go all the way back to Africa if you love Africa and study the Black Lion and how he was locked up almost, 20 years before Nelson Mandela? And research the power that he wielded. I mean, if you're going to research. Don't believe
who is the Black Lion for the listeners? I don't know either. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It comes with research. Google in.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I hear you. I hear exactly what you're saying. Is that Mr. International?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I hear exactly what you're saying. I mean, you made complete sense. You were straightforward. You didn't shy. It was no gray area because I said here and I listened to you, and you are putting your words very eloquently, and I totally understand. And I might not have as much education as you, but as I said, I do my research. Everyone does not have to go to an institute to learn well, you know, not discrediting you know, your degrees or anything like that, but what I'm saying is I hear you. I listen.
Well, all I can say is my educational background is that I'll pick up a book and read a book at when my daughter and son were in college. I read their books and things of the nature that they brought home from first grade all the way up until they graduated from college. So I researched their documents, and so I mean that's where my what you consider to be education, because I'm still on that quest. But that's where it comes from. It comes from actually going into the library and buying up the books as they try to move from one transition to another, and they toss them in the garbage can. I'll go in the garbage cans when I know they're making those transitions, and I'll retrieve those books.
That was the statement I made initially when I came on. You know, I stay away from the television. I read. I do my research. You know, it's so much stuff out there for us to get a better understanding. You know, but the gentleman that's on there, you know, I want to just try to, you know, I want to ask him a point. If everyone would allow me to ask him, is it okay I ask you a question? I guess the one that don't want his daughters to mix race.
He's no longer on the call. His call
dropped.
That's low.
I don't have any daughters, but if I did, I would definitely. I would definitely look more at the person's character and their ability to support and take care of my daughter and how kind and how much they loved her as I would before whatever their ethnic group was. I know better than that. I'm not stuck in that ass backward ass dogma.
Right. That's where a lot of us get lost at, is that you know, as Mr. International, I believe he made that statement that, you know, in the end, you can't stop someone from loving someone. I mean, kids go outside every day. You know, you don't know if they have a girlfriend, a boyfriend. We don't always know that. You can't stop them. And what we would do if we tried to push them away from that, the only thing it's going to do is it's going to make them even more curious, and it's going to make them make that choice. It's kind of like defying, you know, they get to a certain age, they say, well, you know what, I want to try it anyway, even though this person said not to do it, but I'm just curious now.
Go ahead and ring the bell, because the man just hit the nail on the head. Go ahead and ring the bell. How many racists or semi-racists or quasi-racist white men have watched their daughters run off and pursue only black men?
A lot.
Because of these attitudes, because it's a rejection of daddy, or because it piqued an interest. There's if someone tells you don't do something that's really bad, a lot of people try drugs because people said don't do it.
Mm,
now, don't do it. You know
point.
That it's not good. Makes people want to try something. But ring the bell, because that's so true. And I don't know why Lo doesn't see it that way. That's just something that you don't have control over. I mean,
I got somebody else who wants to come in. So go on and finish what you were saying.
No, I know other people that think that way that I'm friendly with. And I ask them questions. And I have a friend, a dear friend, and she has a son. And, you know, she tells him he better not bring home a white girl. Don't bring home a white girl. And I'm like, well, and we got into deeper why she feels this way. She says, well, you know, they have everything else. They've got everything else. They've had access to all, everything else, and now they want our men too. And I know there's a lot of black women that feel that way. And I asked her, would you prefer that he be happy with a white woman that loved him and cared for him and was loyal and respected him and all the good things that a good relationship has, or would you prefer that he would be with the black woman that cheated on him, disrespected him, and made him miserable? And she said, you know what, I don't want to talk to you no more, and hung the fucking phone up.
All right, well, let me bring Sister Ottawa in. She's been listening patiently. Sister Ottawa, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and everybody, how's everybody?
I know she ain't trying to hear this kumbaya race mixing stuff either, but go ahead. I'll hush. Do your thing. And I know you can support for the reason why you feel that way, so.
Well, I'm not a race mixer, but I was raised that way. I'm from the South. So I saw a lot of inequities that existed. And so, my curiosity about race was piqued early. But I have three sons, and at a very early age, I told them, my sons, that they could not bring white to my house, okay? And they haven't. They haven't dealt with anyone outside of their race. And my reasons are historically.
Ma'am, can I ask you something before you go on?
See, let her finish her point, please.
I'm sorry. No, but maybe they have and they haven't told you because they know that you're not accepting. So go ahead.
They're not bringing them to my home, okay?
Okay.
That is what I'm speaking to, is
right.
That. Yes, you're right. They might have dipped and dabbed, but they won't be making, and they won't be bringing them home. And that's because I raised them from a very early age. They're race conscious. They understand the problems in society that we are dealing with. There is so much that has been stripped from us that we can't even speak to it. And unfortunately, when we mix, race dies every night that you sleep with someone that's not your same, not of the same race that you are. You can't share the experiences of your people. You have no, it just dies.
Can I
unfortunately, our society right now is in this mixing mode. you know, you see more mixed couples now than I have ever seen before. Black women with white men with black men, white women with black women. I mean, it's really something very prevalent. But what it's doing is taking. See, history is very important, and when you don't have historical reference, then, yes, you're open to almost anything, you know, and you need a historical reference to know who you are and what you should be doing for your future through your children. So I think that, you know, we're under attack on so many levels. Our history has been stolen from us. Our spirituality has been stolen from us. And now we have some people who on the planet who are really struggling for survival because of the ultraviolet rays. And so they need a little melanin running through their bodies. And I don't think that we should accommodate that. That's just my preference. I love black people. And I will never have anyone but a black man in my life. And so, and I'm not going to compromise with that. There's no compromising for me. That's my position.
Can I ask a question real quick here?
Sure.
I just have a couple of questions for you. One question is, if you have a daughter, do you teach that to your daughter? That's the first question.
Absolutely.
The second question. The second question is, if your daughter or sons decide to break from what it is that you have given them, if they decide to break from that, would you judge for doing that? Oh, yeah, and the last question is, what are your historical references?
Well, the first question, if I had a daughter, I most certainly would train her in the way that I want her to go from very early age. I would not try to change somebody's ideas, and I haven't put anything into my children about where we are in this time and space. I would start that very early. So it wouldn't be a thing that, you know, my child would come to me when they're 20 years old telling me that they are not with my program. We would have had that discussion a long time ago.
Okay, so your answer to that question is yes. Okay, and the next question, can you answer it?
My historical reference?
No.
What is my historical reference?
No. The next question was, if your sons or daughters broke away from what it is that you have given to them, as far as this information, as far as your energy, as far as your definition, them respecting your wishes and things of that nature right there. If they broke from that, say you go home one day and your son or your daughters are sitting on the couch with Caucasians, how would you judge them?
Well, they wouldn't be sitting on my couch with Caucasians. Number one, they're not going to bring them to my house, all right? That is a fact. They will not do that. If they chose to do something, I mean, you know, they have their own free will. I would have to deal with it because I love my sons, and I wouldn't forsake them because they made a decision that I didn't like.
But they, okay, hold on for a minute, Sister Ottawa. Let me get in here real fast. Okay, so you say they would not do that, be sitting on your couch, but then you say you would have to respect the decision they made. They, long as they
if
don't
they
bring
made
it to
a
your
decision
house.
To do that, I would have to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to bring anything into my house that I don't want there. And the great fixing is something that in my family goes back generations.
I mean, are you saying you're going to sit down with those individuals that they brought in and you're going to see what potential they have?
I would sit down with my sons. I would sit down with my sons.
Okay. So if you sat down with your sons and your sons gave you an explanation as to the reason why they just did what it was that you considered to be a violation in your home and also in your teachings, what is it? What is it that you would ask your sons at that point in time, based upon actions, that they have already demonstrated to be against what it is that you have taught them and given them. What is your conversation to them?
Well, first of all, my conversation would be, you know, what is it, what's going on with you? Why did you make that decision? What have you learned about this situation that is different from what I've shared with them? I would want to know how they came about even making a decision like that.
Can I throw in something real quick, if you don't mind, please?
Right ahead.
Okay. Now, you just stated that they have their own free will.
They have their own free will.
Right, but then you just said that you would question them why they did it. So, therefore, you're saying basically that, you know, they only have free will up to a certain point with you.
No, I mean, if they make a decision to do that, how can I change it?
But you said they have free will.
I am going to have a conversation with myself because I would want to know how it is they came to make a decision like that.
But because they have free will, you just stated it, they have free will. Why would you question them on why did they make that decision?
Because they're my children, and I raised them differently. And absolutely, I would want to know how they came to that decision.
Because they got free will.
Because I presented to them enough history. We see enough every day that race mixing is not the best thing for us as a people.
But you said
we don't even know who we are. That's the first thing that we need to be working on, understanding who we are, what our contributions have been to civilization, and they have been so many things that we have contributed we don't even know.
But do they have free will or not?
And people are taking on our history, claiming our history and our ancient artifacts, claiming it for themselves, and we don't we don't know who we are. So at some point, you know, we have to really look at this. This whole mixing thing is to become a one people and all of that. That's a lovely idea, but we're not. We're in a society that separates people.
But do you
think that all? Ask the question.
Do they have free will, ma'am?
She already
said that.
May I ask you a question?
You didn't answer. I asked you if you said they had free will, and then you said that if you come into your home and they're sitting on the couch, you will question them why they did it. But you said that they have free will to do anything. They have free will only to a certain point with you then, so they don't really have free will.
Well, I don't know why you said that.
Because you said it, not
because
me.
They have their own mind, and I'm confident that I have put enough into my young people that they're not going to choose someone outside of their race.
Okay, now, Otto, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hypothetically, let's say one of your sons strayed away from your teaching and made that decision, and there was a child that came out of that. How would you handle that? And I have one other question after that one, too.
Well, I haven't even thought about that far. But I know I want my grandchildren to look like me. You know,
like you,
would you prefer
I have a question, okay. Please, Hugh.
Right.
Okay, I respect that, and like you, I prefer my own ethnic group. But I want to ask you this question. Now, we've been here approximately 479 years. Do you really think that either side of the tracks that there's any pure ethnic group in this society?
Well, no, I'm not saying that there's a pure group, a pure race of people. No, I can't say that because we've been mixing for ages.
And that was the point I wanted.
I'm not saying that, you know, people haven't been mixing. I mean, you know, my grandmother was raped by the slave master. So I got possibly a couple of drops, but I'm glad you can't see it.
Well, I think your position, and correct me if I'm wrong, is more from a standpoint of nation building and cultural and, you know, maintaining a family and that. And I think sometimes the reason I asked you that question about the length that we've been here, because in my view, I could be wrong, I can't prove it, I don't think there's any pure race anywhere on the planet except maybe in the rainforest, and they've been up in there cutting trees, so I'm sure somebody got a hold of somebody even in the rainforest.
There is one.
Well, you know, when we say, when we talk about being a pure race, all everybody white is the last thing that came along, you know, behind the human race. You know, that's the last human race, if we want to call it, a mutation that took place, okay? They're late on the scene. Most of the people on the planet are dark people.
Well, I understand that. I'm very well versed in my own history and
okay,
and,
so, no. So even if we mix, I mean, you know, we still maintain in color.
Well, the point I was trying to make was, because that came up not only in your, you know, expressing yourself, but Brother Lowe had a point in that respect also. So then am I correct in understanding that where you're coming from is more you want a cultural bond, you want a community, you want family to be organized so that you live in a society that represents you and that you can feel comfortable and not oppressed, right? Is that, that's more where you come from.
She didn't say any of that. She didn't say any of that. You put all those words in her mouth.
I'm asking her
question. I know, but you're giving – go ahead.
Hey, Mr. B, I'm asking her a question.
But she didn't say any of that.
I'm asking her a question, not you, Mr. Beasley. She's free to reject it, to tell me I'm wrong. I'm just asking her a question. Ottawa, would you answer my question, please? Thank you.
I don't even know what the question was. I'm sorry.
Was asking
what are you asking me?
Okay, I'll try to rephrase it. Okay. I'm asking you if your position, since we agree that there's already race mixing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you coming more from a perspective of wanting to build a community, restore our families, to live in peace among people that look like you, think like you, and believe like you, as opposed
ideally,
to this?
Ideally.
That's what I was what I wanted to ask, and I thank you for that feedback.
Sister Ottawa, did you hear the question that I said that I asked my friend when it talked about her black son? Actually, it's her biracial adopted son, but she's had him since birth, and he's brown-skinned. But did you hear the question that I asked her about? Did you hear that question? If not, I'll ask you.
I wish you would just state it again, because
okay.
I don't recall.
Okay. I have a friend, a dear friend, who feels the same way, that shares your view about, well, she really doesn't want her son, and you said you had three sons, she really doesn't want her son with a white woman, and she feels very strongly about that, okay? Her son is her adopted son, but he was adopted from birth. He just happens to be biracial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He actually has a white mother and a black father, not that that matters, but... I just thought I would add that. And I asked her this question. I'm going to ask you the same question. Would you prefer your son, which would you prefer, that your son ended up with a white woman that loved him, cared for him, respected him, that they had a compatible good, all things good that a relationship can have, okay? Or would you prefer that he were with a black woman that was disrespectful, made him miserable, cheated on him, and was all things bad that a relationship could be?
Well, number
one.
I know
that's a hard question to answer, but give me
No,
some
it's
thought.
Not a hard question because, number one, it seems like you kind of stereotype black women and white women.
No,
you know what?
You know what? Let's reverse this. You know what? I didn't mean to do that.
Belligerent and bellicose.
Well, the purpose of the question.
I really feel like I've taught my I've tried to show my sons that looking at the physical appearance of some chick or young lady is not enough. Okay, there's things that you need to understand about the person before you even get involved with them. Okay, now I know my oldest son. Played basketball, and white girls were always trying to talk to him. But I put into my sons that society, even though we see it all the time, our society is really not with that, okay? And I don't want my son to be put into a position where he has to worry about his well-being. I know race exists. I've seen it, and it's very ugly. And I've seen young people who are biracial who have some tremendous issues that they're dealing with. And so I wouldn't want my grandchild to go through any of that, okay? I think that it's very important that we maintain who we are, you know? I think that's crucial. Right now, there's so much going on in society. We talk about the Bible all the time on the program and other programs, and yet we don't even know the origin of that. We don't see ourselves in that, you know, and that's troubling. You know, our humanity has been taken away from us. You know, they don't want to talk about race. Race is an issue that raises its ugly head every day.
I agree.
So, yes, we need to be talking about race relations and what exactly is going on. You know, we have, you see on television, you got the white girls pumping up their butt, silicone injections, lip injections, kinking their hair up. Why? But we're taught, black women, we're taught that a big behind and big lips and wide nostrils, this is something ugly.
I think we need to have a greater regard
for who we are.
You also have white women, you also have black women, and I'm not saying this in an argument.
Absolutely.
Black women straightening their hair and wearing light
eyes. Absolutely.
All right, so everybody's confused, and maybe the grass
is always
greener on the other side. But with all due respect, sister, you didn't answer my question.
Okay. So we back to...
Yeah, and I don't mean the question to pose it where it's putting anybody in a bad light, because I believe that there are good and quality women that are white, and there are good and quality women that are black, and they're bad of each as well. But if you could just...
Well, I've met a few, but I don't look for them. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, hey, you know, going down in a barrel of snakes, you know, and trying to find one that won't bite you.
Come
on.
Or one that's not poisonous. You can't... That's funny. And if you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. I'm going to ask you one more time if you would you prefer your son to be in a good, positive, healthy relationship with a white woman or in a negative, bad relationship with a black woman? Now, you spoke about everything else, but you just haven't answered the question. And if you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. You can hang up on me like my friend did.
Are you still there, Ottawa? Well, maybe she did hang up on you, Mr.
Yeah, her call, she's dropped. So I don't know if she
hung up. Ain't that something how the same thing, and I'm not knocking her because I respect her. She's smart. But you know, I'm going to say it one more time, and I've already said it, and then I'm going to probably try not to talk anymore. But if if it's bad, this slanted race thought, if it's bad when it comes out of the white folks' mouth, it's bad when it comes out of our mouth as well. There has to be a medium ground somewhere. And I know for a fact, and all of you know that's listening for a fact, that love doesn't care about any of that shit. That real love, when people love each other, I mean, you can go back to, I mean, there's all kinds of stories, but go to Romeo and Juliet. They were of the same race. Their families had nothing to do with each other, couldn't stand each other. Two different classes. It was a big deal. But there it is. I've said my piece.
Okay, Mr. Beasley, okay. I just got a call from Sister Ottawa. She told me to tell you that she didn't hang up because she was afraid to answer your question. Hopefully,
I know she's nothing to be afraid of, but I'm just curious.
Finish what I'm saying, please. And she told me to tell you that perhaps if we carry the conversation over in tomorrow, then she could readdress the question. Now, I have a question, and it's a general question for anyone who would like to answer it. Okay. It's concerning the concept of race. Now, I'm not playing semantics here, okay? This is a serious question. I happen to believe that the concept of race is a man-made concept. I don't know what anybody believes as far as, you know, whether there's a creator or not a creator, whatever. I happen to believe there is one. I'm not a religious person. But I think that humanity was created by, you see, now, there are many different types of in the human family, and we have ethnic groups, and we have culture. And I think a lot of times we get confused because in this society, especially in America, but mostly in Western cultures and society, they're afraid because they are really the minority on the planet, and they want to maintain their identity. So, therefore, when there's any mixing that goes on, as I said earlier in the program, they don't, most cases, they used to not accept those people into their community. Now we see it more and more that they are accepting that in their community. And so my question is, does anyone think that the idea of race is a man-made concept?
I think I know that it is. It's, what it is it all depends on what you consider to be a man-made. You know, a lot of things are equal.
An idea, a construct that they came up with to justify all the harm they did to people that were not like them around the world.
Right, right. But when you say man-made, I mean there were women that partook in that same process to make sure that they came to fruition. And so I don't want to leave them out also. So, you know, that's why I can identify to what the sister said when she goes out into that bureau. I think y'all heard her say snakes, and the trick is to not get bitten by one. But I kind of think that the snake was a very wise entity, and it would never get caught up in that situation. So I put them in the place of rats. And a rat is going to bite you irregardless. And
who,
that's
who
what
who are you putting in the place of rats specifically?
I'm talking about whomever it is that has not the ideology of that concept, and they try to make it come to fruition. It could be a black man, white woman. You can put all these labels and titles on one another. But it really is really knowing what your character is and knowing that you're not going to reflect that. Don't get caught up in the Freud's hypothesis of the ego. Because one thing that is going on right now, everyone's picking up what's called an ego. And they're perpetrating an ego, which is the first line of defense to continue at this point in time with that concept. And so now men are walking around with a bigger ego. Women are walking around with bigger egos. Oh, I never felt this before. It feels good to have an ego. Now they're going in competition with their alter ego, which is the man. And via all of this stuff right here that's going on right now, it's because of those processes, those concepts being used. And in every aspect of life, they're using this right here. That's why I say, if men and women study these older documents, the one thing about the devil and the devil's ideologies is that the devil cannot change, regardless to what form the devil takes. And so the thing is that you have to know how to identify and agree with and connect with that which means you well. but it could never mean you well because it does not know who you are. We have to study to show ourselves approved. In the Bible, when the caller stated that we don't even know about the Bible, it tells you right there in the beginning, every single document that you deal with today, if you go to their website, look at their statutes, regulations, whatever it is, it all states the same, that you're protected. Why? Because you're in the beginning. In the beginning of Genesis, which is often crossed over like every document that we research nowadays, it tells you, it said, let us make man into our image and in our likeness. And we made him male and female. So now the question is, who is us? That's where your research start is. Who is us?
Do, 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 do.
Exactly.
In the end, we're all from the same people. We're all from the same people.
There's a protected tribe. I want to share this with you also. When you stated that we've been here on this land, I think you said 379 years, if I'm correct in that.
She said 479. She's talking about black people. I think she's talking about black people here in America.
I said 479.
Okay. I think I was off by 110 points. But getting to that issue, I mean, there's information right here in America also that men and women can research. And a lot of what it is here is if you go and you just Google in oldest African skeleton found in the Americas, there's going to be a black lady. If I'm corrected, dates between 12 and 15 million years ago that they carbon dated that. You can study the Olmecs here in America, the Olmecs down in South America.
Indians, right. I mean, the natives.
Right, and there's huge stones down there that carbon date almost 10,000 years ago, and these are features of black men. These are features of black men that are on the. So we can start right here and know that, irregardless to whom say that this is their land, if we were here first, and we the people performed a more perfect union with you, agree to these terms, then we reserve the right to not participate. And that's what that Constitution states in every single documentation that they send you. That's what it's saying, which you constitute with us. But at the beginning of every Constitution, it states exactly that this Constitution, this law, regulation, statute, whatever it is, cannot abridge, cannot decrease, cannot infringe on, cannot increase any of the substantive rights of the United States citizen. That's us.
Mr. International, thank you for that. I would like to, I don't mean to mince words with you, but and we talked a little bit about this on Friday, and there's an organic constitution, and there's a corporate constitution that was brought about in 1871. I think we have what's called inherent rights. Regardless of the Constitution just lists rights that we already had. It doesn't give us any, regardless of what classification you're in. And I also want to let you know that I'm aware that we didn't all come over here on any slave ships, and I'm aware of the Olmecs and so forth and so on. But I spoke that way because I know Sister Ottawa identifies herself with those who did come over here with on the slave ship. She traces herself back to her African heritage. That's where she's coming from. So that's why.
Right, that's why I stated earlier. It was an excellent presentation, and also the way you made it into a question. And I think that's really what kind of make men and women want to hang up the phone is when they have to look at their character. And that really is what that does. It's questioning the character. If you saw your character walking down the street and you're on one side and this character's coming towards you, would you cross the street or would you stand there with open arms and hug your character? A lot of men and women, when they're looking at the mirror, that's why Michael Jackson said it best. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, trying to figure out or something to the effect if he can change his ways. A lot of men and women are afraid.
Asking him to change his ways.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Well, so a lot of men and women are afraid to change their ways, and so that's a personal attack on their character. And then they put labels on it and say, well, you know, that's because you're saying, because I'm a black mama, I'm single, and everybody gets on the defensive. So
well,
really what it is a sensitive area.
She's a good person, and she her line dropped. I don't think she hung up because of that. But, you know.
I'm not saying that's the reason she hung up. I'm just stating that what it is that a lot of men and women really just, it's their character. It's a very sensitive area. And sometimes men and women, when they're concentrating on their character, then they feel like it's better. Because remember, it's about choices. It's not that it's any disrespect intended. It's about choices, and it's about if you're going to speak a choice that a person has or a man and woman has a choice and they make that choice, then we label it. I'm not labeling it. I'm just stating that, you know, if she was here, you know, I want to ask or bring this question back up. So it's not necessarily a matter of that. And sometimes men and women want to reflect. They want to close their eyes. They want to listen to the conversation. They want to get as much as they can out of it, and they want to research and write. Because sometimes men and women are starting to recognize is that you cannot talk all the time and try to write. Not the truth. You can write a lie like that. But in order for you to correctly write the truth, you have to have your mouth shut, your phone has to be down, and you need to listen. And that's what it is. It's at that point in time right now where men and women need to recognize that they need to not kneel at the feet of anyone, but stand at attention. And those were our principles. And so that the truth could be administered all throughout the world. But when you have what they call a devil, this is what happens.
Very good point. And I think another problem is the idea of imposition on others based on the teaching of the devil that has imposed this confusion on the world. You know, it's only Western societies, well, I couldn't say only because I haven't been in all societies, but I think it's a correct statement to say that mostly Western societies are burdened with this dichotomy. It's been implanted, and I don't see personally how we can have a peaceful world as long as it continues. You know, like I said, I believe that there's one race, the human race, and many different ethnic groups within that, and everyone, in my view, has a right to be within their ethnic group, to live in peace, to choose to freely associate with whomever they choose to marry whomever they choose to. I don't feel I have a right or obligation to insist that anyone else make those choices based on my worldview or understanding of the world. That's for whatever that's worth, that's where I'm coming from.
All right. Well, thank you, co-host. And I know we're going to talk about this a little later on this evening. But, hey, we're getting close to time for us to get up out of here. So, as always, I give everybody a few moments to say their last words. And, wow, what a great conversation today, I'm telling you. And, yes, we will be continuing this conversation tomorrow for those that may have wondered. So make sure you come back tomorrow and listen for some more good information. But we're going to start with we got two people. We're going to start with Dave. All right, Dave, your last words, sir.
Okay, my last words basically is, you know, we have to get past, you know, this skin color thing, and we have to just look at each other as human beings. That, you know, that's it. You know, if we get caught up on that, we get caught up on what someone wears, how they look, we're never going to escape the little trap, the little psychological box that they have us in. That's all I have to say on that one.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we appreciate you participating in the show today, and you're welcome at any time. Okay. You're welcome. All right. Let's see. Mr. International.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guess all I have to say really is, and when men and women are talking black consciousness, black power, and they're teaching it to them, their sons and daughters, et cetera, to make sure that when they go out there and they find someone that they are black. Because you have to be cautious, because you got a lot of black women out there like the way your black daughter looks. You got a lot of black men out there like the way your son looks. So when you put a choice on someone, be careful what that choice is that you're giving them to make. That's why I say you have to know. And with that, have a good night.
All right, thank you, sir. And once again, thank you for participating today, and you're welcome to come back anytime also. Okay, let me get with Maze. Been kind of quiet, so let's bring Maze in. Hello, Miss Maze.
Yes, when it comes to character, we let other people define who we are and what we should be and what we should look like, from our hair to our feet. And we know what our character is. You let no one. try to change your mind of who you are, because you know who you are. And that's a hard thing to do for the devil to step in.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Mays. You were quiet today. I was wondering.
I'm just listening.
All right. Okay. That's a good thing. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Beasley, last but not least.
Yeah, I enjoyed Mr. International as a different perspective, very smart man, eloquent. He also, no, he just, and his last point was well taken. Be careful what you ask for. You have to ask for exactly what you want. I don't know. I think it's, if people don't understand and if they can't realize how absurd it is to think that they can control who their children end up with. And I guess you can program some of them. But you're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment. My mother taught me to, there's a serenity prayer. You know, you try to change the things that you can, and you try not to get up and try to not get upset and have some wisdom to know the things that you can't change. And the things that you don't have control over, it's better just to go off and let it be, because you're setting yourself up for a lot of anguish and frustration. And life is difficult enough without additional anguish and frustration. But, I really appreciated listening to Mr. International. I hope he comes back. And you know else, Mr. Talk? He said something exactly that you said. He just put it in different words. I heard one time you say, you know, everyone talks and they talk like they're, you know, from this strong point, from this standpoint. But if you really had to take an honest, honest look at yourself, would you really like that person? Could you really deal with that person? And he said the same thing. You know, if you saw yourself across the street, would you go engage with that person? He said the exact same thing. That's all.
All right. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. And, of course, I know you see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. All right, y'all. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Co-host, I'm telling you. Woo, what a good show. What are your final words, my darling?
It was wonderful conversation and dialogue. I learned a lot. And hopefully, like you said, maybe we'll revisit the topic during the week. I think that would be wonderful. And I'm so happy to hear the new callers call in. I was trying to put a link in, but a blog that is entitled Pigmentocracy. For some reason, I can't copy the link. So perhaps if anybody's interested, it was a very good article dealing with the topic that we had. Oh, here we go. The topic that we discussed today and the implications to us and our psyche and our future life of peace on this planet. So that's it for me.
All righty. All right, and tell them, let the people know how they can get in contact with you if they want to send you some information.
My email is ngonea@yahoo.com. Please put Mr. Talk on the subject line so I can promptly answer you. And I want to thank all those who have corresponded with me so far. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, co-host, and as always, a wonderful job today, a wonderful job. All right, y'all. Well, what a conversation. I'm telling you, and yes, I am so happy to hear we have new callers calling in now. You know, just adds more knowledge to the show. Besides what we do have already, different perspectives are always a good thing. You know what I mean? So, today's topic was black meat or white meat. Wow. You know, and listening to everyone speak, everyone brought forth very, very good opinions, knowledge, and information. They really did. And you know, at some point, you really have to sit back and listen and dissect what is being said. No, that's why I don't talk a lot, because a lot of times I just want to sit back and listen and see what people are saying, you know. And that's such a great thing, you know, because you can read all you want to, but sometimes you just need to sit back and listen to what other people are saying, and it kind of clears up the thought process. Now, that's just my opinion anyway. But, you know, my final words are these. You know, listening to what's going on, listening just to the show today, you know, we have, as a group, have found all kind of reasons why we shouldn't date this person. We shouldn't date that person. This person looks like this. This person needs to look like that. That's fine. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But if you are the people that actually doing that, how can you say that we are actually striving for unity as a people? You know, not just, you know, this group here, this group that, but a group all together, you know, everyone, humans. How can we say we're striving for that if we're still teaching our children or limiting ourselves to stay on the side of our tracks or stay on the side of your tracks? You know, you can go up to this far right here, but once you get to this side of the track, hey, you cannot cross that. I'm not going to allow that. You know, I'm not going to allow that. So if we keep doing that, you know, how are we ever going to stop? How are we ever going to get out that box that we continue to want to put ourselves in? You know, outside that box is a whole lot of area out there, but yet we continue to put ourselves in just a little box, and we happy standing in that box. Sometimes we just need to wake up and realize that eventually, you're going to have to come out of that box. Now, you may fight it. No, you may fight it for however long you feel that you have to fight it. But eventually, you will have to come out of that box. All right. Well, those were my final words today. As I mentioned earlier, we will be continuing this conversation tomorrow as part two. So make sure y'all tune in. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I am. Oh, I just got so much on my mind right now from today's show. I can just imagine what's going to happen tomorrow. But just don't forget, visit us tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. And if you want to send me any comments about today's show or any other show that we may have, just send it to ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or you stop by the Facebook page at ericlesstalkwitherickjackson@facebook.com. Okay? And, hey, I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. Well, y'all, until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, and 1 Mountain Time, this has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and for my co-host, Sister Ngoni Al, hey, we are out of here. See ya.
Bye-bye.